We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chaim. We're up to Perek Yud, Hilchot Tefillin. Yeah? Halacha Aleph, page 20. Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph. Achar she'itatef talit yinech tefillin. After he wraps himself in the talis, he should place on the tefillin shemalin b'kodesh, because we always work our way up in holiness. And tefillin are more holy than talis. V'manichin kisa tefillin v'talit l'toch kisa chad. And if you put in the same bag your tefillin and your talis, be careful not to put the tefillin bag on top of the talis, meaning you shouldn't encounter your tefillin before the talis. Because if you encounter your tefillin, if you touch your tefillin before the talis, then we don't pass up on one mitzvah to do the other one. You would have to put your tefillin on first, and ideally, it's better to put the talis on first. And if you put it in a way, when you wrap up your talis tefillin, if you put it in a way that you'll end up touching the tefillin first, halachically you're not supposed to pass up on one mitzvah in order to do the other.
But can't you just cover it like you do with tefillin?
Cover what?
The tefillin.
Still, when you bump into the tefillin bag, he holds that even the tefillin bag, if you bump into it first, you should take that first. Kedei shelo yavor la mitzvah. We have a klal in halacha. En mavirin ala mitzvot. When you encounter one mitzvah, you don't pass up on one in order to go on to the next. Clear?
Yes.
Unless, as we will learn a little bit later, you have something that precludes performing that mitzvah first. And even then, we try to arrange it that you'll always meet up with the mitzvah you're performing first. Even in the Seder night, when we set up the kara, we set it up in a way that the first thing that's before you is the karpas, the vegetable you'll dip. And then after that, you have the matzah. And after that, you have the mara and the charosis. You have it in the order of the things that you're going to use. But the concept isn't the order. The concept is, en mavirin la mitzvot. You shouldn't have to pass one mitzvah in order to get to the next one. Oh, so within the bag of the tefillin, we also try to keep the shalyad, so you encounter it before the shalrosh. Only within tefillin, you're not supposed to have the shalrosh on without the shalyad. The Torah teaches us that when you have the shalrosh on, it should only be when the shalyad is on first. So if you would encounter within the tefillin the shalrosh before the shalyad, you would still have to pass up on the shalrosh and put the shalyad on first. Talis and tefillin, if you meet the talis first, good. You're supposed to put talis first. If you meet the tefillin first, so you'd put the tefillin on first. But between the tefillin, shayad and shorosh, even if you meet the shorosh first, you can't put that on first.
Okay.
Okay. You want to end here?
Sure.
Okay.